Hey, business building warrior, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio. I'm your host today, Jim Cockrum. And if this is one of the first episodes you've ever heard around here, you should know that we feature hundreds of interview episodes with the successful students who are following the teachings that we have on this show. That makes us unique in the e-commerce world. As far as I know, we're the only podcast that features hundreds of success story interviews with the students who are following the ideas taught on the podcast. Pretty cool concept, we thought, for a show. 800 episodes in, 6 million downloads. Yeah, people like it. That's great. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening and hanging out with us today. If you want to go check out some of the other great episodes, maybe you're catching this interview on some platform, you're not sure where you should go to hear all the rest of the great shows, go to silentgym.com. You'll see a link to our podcast. A lot of our audio-only episodes are there where we've interviewed, like I said, hundreds of successful students, focusing on one primary strategy. But today's title is the theme of the show, obviously, multiple streams of income. Using the internet creatively to launch and grow multiple streams of income. We've been saying that for two decades around here. That's right. The only income my family has had for well over 20 years at this point. There's seven of us. We homeschooled them all. I'm coming up on 30 years married to my college sweetheart. Life has been amazing for us. And we've tried to share that with as many other people as possible with these multiple income streams. Using the internet creatively to launch and grow multiple streams of income. What does that mean? Why do I see multiple streams as necessary? I can tell you this, 20 years ago when I first started using that kind of terminology, a lot more people were looking at me like I was crazy than they do now. A lot of people understand the need for that now. The gig economy has emerged. There's a lot of people, you probably know a lot of people, maybe you are one of these people that have Uber job, a delivery job, a side gig, a side hustle, and it all kind of compounds into multiple streams of income. Well, the world has changed. That's become very common terminology. I can tell you, you go back 25 years or so ago, that was not common terminology at all. It's still new to some people. Some people have one paycheck and that's perfectly fine. Nothing against that. I call that having one customer when you could have thousands of customers. The choice is yours. Some people may push back and say, well, Jim, what do you mean one customer? I serve customers all day at my job. No, those aren't your customers. Those are the person who owns the business's customers. Just imagine a cashier handling customers all day. Those aren't the cashier's customers. Those are the customers of the establishment that the cashier is working for. The cashier's customer is the person that signs the front of her paycheck. That's her one customer. So if you've got a paycheck from a job, you've got one customer. And many of us have decided that we want more than one customer. That's called creating multiple streams of income or building your own business. Now, I've got a few stories I'm going to share with you today. And I promise, even if you've heard a bunch of episodes before, there's going to be some new stuff that you probably haven't heard. There's going to be some stuff I haven't covered in years. But as I was thinking about this community, thinking about where we are right now, this point in time where we are, how much we've been emphasizing Amazon and will continue to emphasize Amazon as an incredible opportunity, the leading opportunity by far. Nothing else comes close. There's still a good number of other incredible business opportunities that are available to you if you're using the internet creatively to launch and grow multiple streams of income, which is, again, the theme of our community for over two decades. So back in July of 2001, that's way back. We've got listeners who weren't even born then, for sure, a bunch of them. Well, I made my first digital product sale, meaning my first download good. I sold something to a stranger and it was just bits of vapor. At the time, it was such an incredible concept and so new to everyone. Downloading digital goods was brand new territory. My first sale is July 24th, 2001. I actually went over and looked. So I've got a little plaque over here to the side of me. I printed out the PayPal transaction. Yes, PayPal was around back then. I was one of the original early users, probably one of the first 500 people to even use PayPal. And I got about $20 from someone for a PDF that I had created, a downloadable document. And I was blown away. I thought for sure they're going to want a refund because they're going to realize, well, this was just a digital product, but they didn't. They loved it. And then I went on to sell dozens, then hundreds, then thousands, then ultimately a million plus copies of that book that's been updated 11 times, by the way. Do you want a free copy of it? I'd be delighted to give you a free copy. There'll be show notes for today's episode, and you can grab version 11, the latest version of that book that I wrote so many years ago, and it's been updated repeatedly since as the tools have changed. I can say e-commerce hasn't really changed from my vantage point. The tools have changed, but the opportunity to serve others, to bring value to them, it's timeless. Online, offline, all of human history, it's been the same. Being in business means turning a dollar into $2 while serving a customer who's thrilled to pay you for your services. That's it. That's what a business is, always has been, always will be. You can use the internet to do that. You can use any other means. But the nice thing about the internet, there's thousands of things that I love about it, obviously. But a few of them are, you can create tremendous value for very little cost. It's leveled the playing field. We all know of entire industries that have been shaken by a simple app that was created by a handful of programmers. Look what Uber did to the taxi cab industry, for example, right? There's thousands of examples like that. You can bring incredible value now. You can save people time, save them money, help them make money, help them enjoy more convenience in their life by using the internet creatively. And that's basically what Amazon is. If you haven't done this, and I'll tell you how to get that book for free in a moment. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here. But if you've never done this, go back and read the 2020 letter that Jeff Bezos wrote to shareholders. You can Google it, Jeff Bezos 2020 shareholder letter. If you've never read that before, you really should go read that. And just to get a perspective of what I'm trying to say here, I'm not necessarily a huge Jeff Bezos fan, although how could you not admire someone who built the most successful, profitable business in the history of the world? After showing no profits for, I don't know, 15, 18 years, they finally became wildly profitable and became the most successful business in the history of the world. Pretty incredible achievement. You think we might want to hop inside that guy's mind from time to time? I think so. It'd be good to learn a few things. One of the things that he did in that letter was he broke down all the billions of dollars that he was saving his customer base, the prime members, the time spent, the fuel saved, the time spent shopping. Imagine hopping in the store to go to buy everything that you've bought on Amazon.com. If you'd had to shop around and look for the best prices and price shop here, there, drive around all over the place, the amount of fuel used, the amount of time used, the inconvenience, the amount of missed opportunities that you'd have had because you didn't pay someone to go do that for you. You didn't pay someone to pull that stuff out of a warehouse and bring it to your front porch. That didn't exist 25 years ago, 20 years ago, even 18, 15 years ago. These things didn't exist. Now they do. The convenience we've just gotten so accustomed to. And during COVID, we became fully aware of, wow, just how vital those types of services were. A lot of people were either too afraid or legitimately couldn't leave their house for whatever health reasons. All the opportunities that have been opened up. And that's just looking at the Amazon customers through one specific lens, let alone the number of millionaires that have been created by Amazon. No other company in the history of the world has created anywhere near as many millionaires as has Amazon. So they've completely boosted the economy in an entire segment. Half of all transactions online any given day are from one company. That's pretty incredible. And I'm not here to just talk up Amazon today. Again, this is a multiple income stream podcast episode, and hopefully you learn many new things from this. But I did want to point out and emphasize that the landscape is expanding. We're not just, nor have we ever been, just about Amazon selling. And the book that I referenced earlier, it's called Silent Sales Machine. It has been updated 11 times, like I mentioned. While business hasn't changed, what we've identified in that book, and you can go check it out for yourself. I'll dive deeper in the book than I will in today's episode to this concept, but there's really only three online business models that I've ever observed. And to sum up the three, actually named our conference after these three business models for several years. We since changed the name to something less acronymy. The acronym was CES, and a lot of people confused us with the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And we have found ourselves explaining ourselves constantly that what that acronym meant. So we just changed it to Proven Conference. The word proven means a lot around here. Maybe I'll dive into that a little bit more later. But CES, the three business models that are identified in that book. And let me just tell you how to go get a free copy of that book. So I don't forget and leave that out. You want to go to the website silentgym.com/free11. F-R-E-E-1-1. silentgym.com/free11. I will stick that in the show notes. I'm making myself a note right now, so I don't forget. And you can check out that link, click it. You can also text the word free, F-R-E-E. I believe it needs to be all lowercase, to this phone number, 507-800-0090. That'll work if you're in North America. If you're outside North America, use the website I gave you. Grab the book, and I'll dive deeper into, I think I was even wearing this exact shirt, oddly enough, for that whole book recording. I wore the same shirt each time I recorded a chapter. So if you watch the video, I promise that's been about a year ago that I did the latest version, but I was wearing the same shirt. I just remembered that because I saw myself over and over again on the screen. But anyway, the concepts, the C, the E, the S, what are these three business models that we've identified that work online? Well, let's start with the S, the third one. S is selling physical or digital goods, selling physical products. The same way business has always been done, just delivering it through the internet. And the ability, like I said, back in July of 2001, my first digital product where I actually created a product, a book, a download, and someone paid me and I emailed them a copy of their book. It was pretty incredible, this digital exchange. So S, selling stuff, right? Well, what else is out there, Jim? Well, expanding an audience, E, growing an audience, getting a bunch of people who pay attention to you. Then you can, like some advertisers do for this show, you'll hear them from time to time, the advertisers that sponsor this show. We've gathered a group, the attention of a niche group with this show. And there's advertisers who'd like to get what they have to offer in front of this particular niche. We vet them. We make sure it's a proven, trusted service. And then we share the details with you. And in many, most all cases, they pay us for the opportunity to get a moment of your time and tell you about the service. So by growing an audience, you have a chance to monetize in any number of ways, but growing an audience is the second way. And there's many, many examples of that. I mean, you can see these six-year-olds with YouTube channels that are making $1 million a month, right? Not that every six-year-old can go do that. These are long tail examples. These are extreme examples where you see people doing those kind of numbers. But there's plenty of people along the way that are making a few extra $100 because they're serving an audience, giving that audience what they'd like to see. And they've got the attention of those people. It's one of the topics I dive into quite a bit inside the Silent Sales Machine book, version 11. And the third one is the C. So cover the S, cover the E, let's cover the C. C is consulting, coaching, training, teaching other people how to do what it is you know how to do. The education bubble has burst. Education used to mean go to school, sit in a desk, listen to the teacher, face front, be quiet, take the test. That's what education meant. You go to grade school, middle school, college, you know, high school, then college. You're educated now. Congratulations. Here's your piece of paper. Well, education to some people still means that, and that's still a part of it for a lot of people, apparently. I'm not sure exactly why. Honestly, I'm not being facetious. It seems completely unnecessary to me now. The world we live in, the resources that are available to you to have alternate paths of getting exactly what you need to go where you're trying to go in life. You don't need to go to a big brick building and pay a ton of money to do that. You just don't. You can gather in groups and buildings that cost far less money with far more technology and get far more accurate, up-to-date content and information now than you ever could. So I believe that model's being slowly crushed before our eyes. I mean, the evidence is all around you. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, but the vast majority of the great content that you could get by pursuing a college degree at even the most prestigious universities of the world now is available for the most part free online. The only thing they've got left to justify their existence is, hey, you can sit in nice, neat rows in a classroom in a brick building and get the same content. I think that model's dying. Personally, that's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with me. We can still be friends. I think it's slowly fading away, and I think the evidence is all around us. But that brings me back to the letter C, coaching, consulting, training, teaching others what it is you know. I would much rather learn from someone who's been down the road I'm trying to go down. In our organization over the past 20 years, with the help of my right-hand man, Nathan Bailey, we've built the longest-running e-commerce coaching program in the world. Pretty incredible to think about. Sometimes I don't believe it myself. I'm really looking for someone who's been coaching longer than us with a robust coaching program run under the same name for 2+ decades. I just don't see it out there. Specifically for selling physical products. That's where we've focused primarily. And I'll explain why we focus there primarily here in a moment. But I would say of the 10,000 students we've coached, nearly 10,000, we're not quite there yet, that a full 95% of them have been coached on the basics of selling physical products online. Up until about 14 years or so ago, it was eBay. I was actually known as Mr. eBay for about 6 or 7 years. That I didn't ask for the name. It just kind of became about because I had one of the best-selling books, one of the best-selling courses, and the biggest coaching program at the time, to my knowledge, again, teaching people how to sell on eBay. Well, as Amazon started taking over market share, we drifted into teaching people how to sell on Amazon because that's where the customer eyeballs are. That's always been part of my strategy. Go where the customers are already paying attention and then get some of that attention on yourself to your offers, to your products, grow your audience, become over time a coach, consultant, or trainer, operating in high integrity, improving your network of relationships, the people who know, like, and trust you constantly, and you will have a beautiful business. So those are the three models. Again, the S, selling physical or digital goods. E, growing an audience, number of people who pay attention and care and listen to you when you have something to say or when your team has something to share. And then coaching, consulting, teaching others how to do what it is that you've done. Those are the three powerful internet business models. And here's the nice thing. The three tie together beautifully. So you can tell you're scaling. You can tell you're heading in the right direction on this whole multiple streams of income journey. If you start to see some of those other letters emerging, if maybe you're focused on S, selling physical products, and you start to drift into E, starting to grow an audience, expanding your audience, expanding the number of people who listen to you when you have something to say or something to share. Maybe you get into some coaching, some consulting, the letter C. As you start to see these three blending together, you've got a truly robust, and I would argue, more stable career path in front of you than anything any traditional job could offer you, with the exception of having a government job where you can't be fired, which those jobs exist. It baffles me to consider this fact, but yes, there are many people that simply cannot be fired. Typically, they're paid by taxpayers. Things like New York City school teachers are famous that even with the worst violations of code of conduct, they're still on payroll and they just have to go sit in a room. The union has protected them and they're going to get paid. They just don't have to get in front of kids anymore. Seems like an incentive to break the code of conduct. To me, research it for yourself. These kind of programs exist, lifelong assignments in academia and politics. The rest of us have to base our pay on our performance. The rest of us have to work really hard. And I would say, if you're going to work really hard, I would much rather be building my own business on my own terms with a lot of stability, a lot of redundancy, a lot of streams of income. That's where the concept comes from. And I first heard that term in the, I would say, early 90s, streams of income. Wouldn't that be nice? Not to have one customer, but to have multiple customers that I'm serving, building my own business, having people who want to hear from me. That's what having a YouTube channel is. You post a new video, people who are subscribed, they see it. That group is constantly growing. That's having people who care when you have something to say or something to share. Let me just divert for just a moment. There's a very simple formula behind all of this. Some people think, hey, I'm going to start coaching today. I'm passionate about this topic and I don't want to discourage you. That's great. Go for it. But after you've had even the smallest success in any arena, doesn't matter what it is, you've got to realize that you can begin sharing your story and sharing that journey, and now you're more than qualified to start teaching. I would argue that an Amazon seller who's sold only a few thousand dollars over the course of a few months is now more qualified than 99.9% of the population to teach on the topic of e-commerce. You've sold stuff. Most people haven't and they never will, but they're interested in learning and you could be the one that teaches them. That's just one simple example. So let's talk about multiple streams of income and how it might apply to you. I strongly encourage you, go check out the book, Silent Sales Machine. That's the whole purpose of the book, by the way, if you weren't aware. The whole point of the book is to say, here's all the possible ways you can earn money using the internet creatively. Let's decide what makes the most sense for you. So this entire podcast episode today is a bit of a synopsis and overview of what that book covers in more depth. So if you like this conversation and you want more strategic, specific, well thought out pattern of going from convincing you there is big opportunity, talking about how you might position yourself for the right opportunities, and then how to jump into those specific opportunities as well. That's the purpose of the book. And I should warn you that the vast majority of people who read that book are probably going to end up where the vast majority of our new students start, which is selling on Amazon, unless you have a really good reason and have some big advantage in one of the other arenas. It's a really good place to start, just selling a few items that are easily sourced and flipping them for a nice profit on Amazon. That gets you into the game, that gets the wheels turning, that gets the relationship wheels turning. And that's a key word in our community. If you were to write down just one word from this podcast episode today, from this conversation, this one-way conversation we're having, it might be the word relationships. Oddly enough, this is an e-commerce show and I'm going to talk about relationships. What does that have to do with anything? You hear me talk about it all the time and I will continue to talk about it the rest of my life, I guarantee you, because this is a timeless, yes, biblical truth. This is what business is. It's relationships. Let me explain myself. In the biblical Hebrew tradition, business and relationships aren't seen as somehow randomly and, you know, connected through some kind of mysterious process that, oh, by the way, if you're good at business, you might make a few friends along the way. Won't that be cool? That's not how it's seen. You got to flip the script to see it from a truly biblical vantage point. Business done through a biblical lens, and the reason I say biblical is because it's the longest, it is a 2,000-year longitudinal study of human behavior, and the business principles from that book are simply second to none when it comes to practicality, regardless of worldview. So hang with me. Don't drop off just because I said Bible if you don't happen to reference it that often. It is an incredible business guide. And let me just show you my favorite book on that topic. I happen to have it right here next to me. Business Secrets from the Bible by Rabbi Daniel Lappin. If you aren't watching today and you're just listening, Lappin is L-A-P-I-N, Business Secrets from the Bible. All right, so I don't want to drift too far from the word relationships. Biblically, relationships are a nice bonus to running business well. Relationships are the whole point. The reason business exists is to enhance our relationships. And I'll get back to multiple streams of income in just a moment. This is a vitally important point that I'm trying to make now. I've yet to see an exception to the rule of people doing multiple income streams online successfully while ignoring this principle. I've yet to see anyone fail with multiple streams of income while embracing this principle. That's a pretty clear line in the sand, isn't it? So if you embrace the principle of multiple income streams and you want to apply it to your life, you're going to need to learn about this relationships thing. What am I trying to say? If you are adding to the number of relationships that you have intentionally, not just randomly, but intentionally, if you have to keep a list, keep a journal, write the names down of the people that you're meeting and engaging with and having conversations with, checking in with, maybe forming an impromptu mastermind. Hey, let's agree to meet once a month for half an hour and ask each other these three or four questions just to check in with each other. E-commerce can be very isolating. Every time I say that, it really resonates with e-commerce business building warriors like you. Because if you're not doing it with intentionality to build relationships and add those people into your life, you're going to find yourself feeling pretty lonely and isolated and kind of cut off from the rest of the world. Not a lot of people get what you're all about. It's a very strange lifestyle. People in our neighborhood wonder what I do. I'm home all the time. Like, what's that guy do to make money? How does this work? They've got all kinds of guesses, I would imagine. Until you intentionally reach out to others who have a similar mindset and see the world through a similar lens and surround yourself with those people, you're going to feel pretty isolated. That isolation leads to loneliness. Loneliness leads to a depressed spirit, lower motivation. Those things lead to a lack of energy for your business. Those things lead to business failure. So lack of relationships leads to business failure consistently. So consistently that that's really the only question I need to ask to know if you're going to last in e-commerce with multiple streams of income. Tell me about your relationships plan. That's it. How smart you are, that's a factor. How motivated you are, that's a factor. How much time you have, yeah, that's a factor. All these things are factors, obviously. But even if you are at A-plus level across the board on all those other areas, but you're not seeking relationships intentionally, you will ultimately fail. Lone wolves do not make it in any arena of life. And here's something you may have heard me say before. I apologize, but I think it really drives the point home. This is a military analogy that the first time I heard it, it was very powerful. And hopefully you appreciate this as well. So when an enemy combatant is captured, if it's the goal of the capturing victor to break that soldier, let's take the most hardened special forces, you know, soldier you can imagine, right? Big muscles, sharp mind, can swim 18 miles, you know, eat one meal over the course of 4 days and still run a marathon, like that kind of just superhuman. You want to break that guy? Put him in a small room, turn off the lights, don't tell him how long he's going to be there, isolate him from all human connections. Slide him a little food and water. We're not trying to kill him. We're not trying to torture him. There's no other torture needed. Just don't tell him how long he'll be there. That's it. Dark room. That's it. You will completely destroy the psyche of that individual within a few days. You know, the most disciplined, hardened among us could last a few days in those conditions. Tops. Then they're literally going insane. You don't have to play loud music. You don't have to threaten their life. You don't have to do anything physical to harm them. Just put them in a room by themselves. That's it. You're destroying them. Hey, sorry for the interruption, but I've got to remind you that Seller Board is the sponsor for today's episode, and they're doing such a tremendous job supporting this community and this podcast. So many happy users. Many of the leaders on our team use this tool. What does it do? Well, among many other great features, it helps you know which of your products are profitable. All those Amazon fees and expenses, you can finally know exactly how much money you're making on the different products that you're selling, which ones you should be paying more attention to, and which ones you should probably cut out. Don't use your intuition or instincts to make these decisions. Use a tool that tells you the numbers. Seller Board is very easy to set up. It's very thorough, very detailed, has a great reputation among many, many, many sellers in our community. Hundreds of us are using it. So thank you for sponsoring this community Seller Board. Jump over to silentgym.com/numbers and check out the offer they have for this community. Just a few dollars gets you started. Let's get back to today's show. You don't have to play loud music. You don't have to threaten their life. You don't have to do anything physical to harm them. Just put them in a room by themselves. That's it. You're destroying them. Yet we do that to ourselves. Kind of. Nothing that severe. With e-commerce, business building warriors so often will isolate themselves into dimly lit rooms with no other human connections. And don't make the mistake of thinking because you're interacting on Facebook that you're really interacting with people. That's interacting with a screen. Those virtual connections are a fraction of a fraction of what's required to make real human contact and interactions. If Zoom is all you got, that's great. Use it. Absolutely. But the real connection between people can only happen with physical proximity, which is why our live events are so powerful. Some people can't even verbalize what they feel when they go to an event where they're surrounded with others who get what they're trying to do. It's something you can't describe and put into words, but you know in your spirit, you know that you're benefiting from this thing. You know that it's helping you get where you're trying to go. If you're not already registered to come to our conference, by the way, I promised I didn't plan to set that up, but that's why we do our events, is to do these kind of connections that propel your business forward. Get over to theprovenconference.com. Three words, theprovenconference.com. See about our upcoming events. As I'm recording this, we've got our May 23rd through 25th, 2024 event that's coming up in Orlando, Florida. 640 people registered as I'm recording this. It's going to be tremendous. Hope you can be there. But the point I'm making is we isolate ourselves in e-commerce far too much sometimes, and that does not bode well for the future of your business. If you pursue the opposite, it bodes extremely well. Remember I said, it's hard for me to think of any exceptions to the rule of business building warriors pursuing multiple streams of income who intentionally pursue relationships do very, very well. And there's very few exceptions to that. I think of all the coaches on our team. We've got 60 coaches right now. These are people who have built beautiful businesses. They're achieving at high levels in our community, and they've carved out a little bit of time each week to help others take a similar journey. All of them are very intentional in their private lives about building relationships with others in and out of their business. None of them are isolated little hermits sitting in their dark room, never talking to any other humans, just collecting knowledge that helps them grow their business. No one succeeds that way. You just can't. And the reasons are various. You can use your imagination, but let me just give you a couple examples. You are going to hit brick walls. You are going to run into things you don't understand. You are going to get frustrated. You're going to start to get burnt out at times, which is a lack of human connection, by the way, if you didn't know that. Anytime there's burnout, typically there's isolation. Typically there's a lack of connection between you and the people you're serving. If you're burnt out in business, 99% of the time, one of the biggest elements, if not the entire reason for it, is because you've lost connection with who it is you're actually serving. You don't see the virtue in the service you're doing. Maybe we'll spend some time on that. I'm not sure. I've talked about it in past episodes, but the fact remains, if you can visualize and understand who it is that you're truly helping with the work that you're doing, suddenly you feel energized by that. We're built to serve others with excellence. And to the degree that you do that, you're going to feel great about yourself and about your business. If you think the activities that you're engaged in lack virtue, you're going to self-sabotage. Every time you're going to feel burnout, is how some people describe it. You're going to feel like, why am I even doing this? I mean, you do realize that the military term morale, when you say the army lacked morale and suddenly the battle turned, they just lost their will. That's tied to morality. Morale, morality, right? Have you ever connected those two before? What do you mean morality? Did they believe in the cause? The people they're defending back home was more important to them, and that fueled them. You know, the lack of supplies and the difficult circumstances they found themselves facing paled in comparison to the cause that the army was fighting for. Morale was high because they saw the morality in their cause. Your business is the same way. Your morale is going to be low. You're going to feel burnout if you don't see the morality. You don't see the virtue. You don't see in your mind, here's the people I'm helping, which is why I referenced earlier, you should go check out Jeff Bezos' letter to shareholders from 2020. Google it, read it, check it out. It'll illustrate exactly what I'm talking about when you start realizing you're part of the machine that saves your customers tons of money, time, fuel, and inconvenience. You are making people's lives better just by moving an item from a $5 discount shelf and flipping it for $40 on eBay or Walmart. You've made someone's life better. How do you know that? Well, they paid you, and they wouldn't have if they weren't excited to have that item for the price you were asking, and you saved them time and effort and energy and all kinds of other things went into that transaction that will benefit not just your customer, but hundreds of others in between, the people working and all the jobs required. So there's a lot of morality in business, and a lot of what we spend our time doing around here when we're really diving in deep, at least when I'm counseling or coaching anyone, regardless of worldview, is making sure they realize just by running a profitable business, you are serving thousands of people and making their lives better in ways that you will never even be able to imagine. Most of the people you're serving and improving the lives, you're never even going to meet. But you've improved their lives nonetheless, all the jobs and opportunities that you've created running a profitable business. So when you begin to see the virtue and the power of just pursuing profit in a business, around here, I call our business a ministry that doesn't need donations to continue operating because of all the people that we're serving, not just our customers, but the people involved with our customers' lives, all the delivery people, the people that created the packaging and everything that goes into even the smallest detail. I mean, I've got my reading glasses here. Getting this from plastic, you know, and the metal screws and all the different components and pieces, thousands of people are involved in making this little pair of glasses I purchased for a few dollars. Thousands of lives were improved when I made that purchase. The entrepreneur who brought this to their business and put it on the store shelf was just the last little piece of it. And then from there, think of all the lives. You know, who could have imagined some reading glasses just end up in a trash in a couple of weeks, they get lost. But yeah, I've worn these and composed content that's been read by tens or hundreds of thousands of people. Who knew that all those people would be impacted? And you can do that with anything. And once you start realizing, wow, all the people that are impacted through my little business, these little efforts that I'm making, someone had to start a company that makes box tape and then make a bunch of box tape and they hired a bunch of people and they store it and they ship it and they distribute it and they charge money. They make a profit at the end of the day and you use it to make profit in your business. You've got to think about business through that lens because our culture is really pounding into us that business isn't virtuous, that business needs to give back to be virtuous. That if you profit, that's only because you plundered first. Those are lies. And if you see business through that lens, you're going to tend to isolate. You're going to tend to drift away from the kind of relationships that you need in order to have multiple streams of income. See, I brought us back to multiple streams. That's the theme today. So let's talk about some of those other streams that are out there. Maybe a couple random stories that popped ahead. I've got many clients, many students, many people from our community that I deal with. There's a newer family in our community, for example, that makes thousands of dollars weekly, some cases daily, off of self-published books they've created, posted online. Isn't that interesting? We've got content on those types of topics, creating content. Again, remember the three business models we've identified? One of them is selling your content. It could be digital, it could be printed. Amazon KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing. Anyone can be an author now, so few people pursue it. It's not a complex thing. We'll have new content coming for you on that topic. And there's all kinds of great content out there already in our community, all kinds of great people. There's people in our community who've written children's books and gone on to be bestsellers. So much fun in these little niche markets. So many things can be done. But let's contrast that example I just gave you with selling physical products. Some people come to us and say, well, I'm not passionate about selling random items to strangers. I'm not passionate about helping Amazon fill its underserved shelf space and selling products randomly to strangers. Why do you teach that as your base model? Remember, we teach that as our base model because it is the lowest risk, lowest learning curve, lowest total dollar investment needed with the highest odds of building a beautiful, profitable business. Does that mean it's the best business in the world? I would argue that it just might be, actually. But does that mean there's not a lot of other ways you can go about building a great business? No, absolutely not. We have people come to us with all kinds of random ideas, all kinds of random passions. They say, I want to turn my passion into profit, Jim. I've heard that phrase. I really like that. I like to talk people out of going down that road as their first adventure. Because for everyone that you hear about who turned their passion into their profit, you're going to hear 10,000 stories of people who tried to turn their passion into profit and it didn't quite work out. Just because you're passionate about it doesn't mean your customers are passionate about it. I like to tell the story from time to time. It's been a while, so you forgive me, but I got to speak in front of a class of graduating seniors a few years ago. And one of the things I told them was the worst advice anyone could give you at your high school or college graduation is something that unfortunately millions of college graduates are hearing today. And I'm not going to do you the disservice of telling you this phrase. Instead, I'm going to tell you how dangerous it is. And here's the phrase, follow your passions, pursue your passions, because if you're doing something that you love and you love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life. Well, there's 100 things that are wrong with that statement. What if my passion is a completely useless hobby that no one else wants to pay me for? Was that good advice? No, I'm never going to make any money. I'm going to be dependent on the kindness of others my entire life because I'm pursuing my passion. Instead, start with asking, how can the skills and the gifts that God gave me be used to serve others? And you'll know you found it when they start giving you certificates of appreciation. We call those dollar bills. You'll know you found a way to serve others with excellence when they start lining up to say thank you with certificates of gratitude. And you'll become very passionate about whatever it is that you're doing. Promise. You'll become very passionate when there's a line of people saying thank you with their wallets open. That's what business is. It's finding ways to serve others with excellence. And those doors begin to open up so much opportunity. Once you even make a little profit in your business, you've found something that the only thing you have to do is scale, grow it, expand it. When people come to me and say, well, Jim, I've reached the level where I'm comfortable. I don't think I want my business to get any bigger than this. I will tell them what you've really just said is I want my business to die. I just don't know how long it's going to continue to live. Business by design must be growing or it is dying. There's no in between. All the important things in life are the same way. Your relationships, your health, your personal finances, right? All these things. Business is the same way. It's growing or it's dying. Now you will have ups and downs along the way, but how are we trending? There's no such thing as a steady state. There just isn't. No one in the history of business has enjoyed a steady state business. It doesn't happen that way. It doesn't work that way. If you think you found it, what you really are in is a business that's failing slowly and you're just in denial, not recognizing it. So we want you to be growing. We want you to be expanding, which ties in very nicely to the Christian idea of stewardship. The idea of stewardship, which is taken from the parable of the talents in the New Testament in Matthew, where three different individuals are each given a certain amount of money. And the owner of that money said, hey, I'll be back. And I want the money back. I want you to grow it while I'm gone. And the ones who were rewarded are the ones that grew what they were given. The ones that basically buried and then just returned what they'd been given were punished. You got to expand. So stewardship, the concept of stewardship, which is what business, all business is the idea of I've been given significant blessings. My job is to take those, expand it, bless others, grow the pot, grow the pie, serve others with excellence, serve my wife, my family, my community, my neighbors, and grow the resources. And then when the master returns, for me, it's my heavenly father, and my life is over, I return that to the master, expanded beyond what he gave me. Did you ever think about this? We're the only creature in all of God's creation that can take a little and make it into more over time and can produce far more than we consume, should we choose to do so. It's always sad to see people who choose not to do that, who choose to instead find the work I love and pursue my passions, and they better pay me. That's not expanding territory. That's not serving others with excellence. That's not leaving the world with more than you consumed. Humans can do that. You can make a choice to do that. That's what business is. It's creating more than you consume. That's the money you use to pay your employees, buy your inventory, get bigger each quarter, if at all possible. Not to say you're not going to have bad days, you're going to have dips, but what's the path forward? It's always, always, always more relationships connecting with people. So when people start to get burnt out, they start to get a little confused, they start to feel like, I don't know if this is for me, what's the solution? Call some people, get on Zoom. Form a local meetup. In our free Facebook group of about 75,000 people from around the world, one of the features we have is, hey, you can find people near you. We've actually got a shortcut link right to the post that helps you do it. You can go to silentjim.com/near me, all one word, near me. And I'll take you to a post where we have instructions, like I said, and you can see if there's anyone from our community of business building warriors who are loving using the internet creatively, probably focused on Amazon, again, because that's the lowest hanging fruit, highest odds of success business model of the dozens of Amazon models that we've discovered. The one that we start everyone out with is the one that most people still have either an association with or they did it at some time in the past. But you'll know these are business building warriors using the internet creatively to launch and grow multiple streams of income. That's what we all have in common. And you can jump in there and find others who live near you and form a meetup. We've got dozens, maybe hundreds by this point of meetups like that. 3, 4, 5 people who live in the same area. We love the power of proximity where you can actually meet face to face, eat a meal with someone else. I'll tell you, one of the ways you can know as a business building warrior, if you're doing this right, is how often do you eat alone? This is a simple test. How often do you eat alone? Do you know there's a Hebrew biblical principle about not ever eating alone? You know your life is off track if the last 20 meals you ate were alone. It's not a good place to be. You are not heading in a good direction, my friend. I don't need to know anything else about you. If you're eating meals alone, that's a bad sign. It's a really bad sign in business. As a matter of fact, if I needed a litmus test to know if your business is going to succeed or fail 5 years from now, all I'd have to say is, how many meals have you eaten alone in the past, say, month? And if that's a big number, that's not a good sign. You need to be enjoying meals with others, hopefully on a regular basis, not just family. Absolutely. If you've got family, don't be eating alone. Hanging out, spending time with them is vital, but also intentionally finding time, meet up with others, go to lunches, go to meet and greet dinners. That's just such a great opportunity to feed your physical body, feed your mind, feed your spirit all at the same time. Powerful moments. You know, that's any significant occasion. There's food involved, right? We love to gather and food's involved. These are thousands of year old principles that come from the biblical ethic. And maybe you don't agree with me there, but just say, hey, it makes sense. Yeah, shouldn't be isolated. I need to be around others. Do that with more intention. Business opportunities will open up. Let me give you some examples. We've heard stories on our podcast all the time. We hear stories of people who leaning over a fence at their kid's baseball game, or just sitting next to somebody on an airplane, or attended a conference and struck up a conversation. Our event, we have dozens of such stories every year when we get together, hundreds of us, and people talk in the hallways where person A brings some resources, person B brings some other resources. They talk, they spin the ideas around a little bit, and boom, up busts an incredible opportunity for both of them. They go off, they launch this incredible business opportunity together. Maybe they even bring it to our community. They're now great friends. They're building a beautiful business, bringing new opportunity to the community, all because of the focus on conversations and relationships. Some people, when I say relationships, they think I'm talking about, you know, I've got a new best friend and we text each other 50 times a day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who love, trust, and respect each other enough that from time to time they gather and it's a mutually beneficial arrangement. It doesn't mean you've got to have 5,000 new best friends, but it's just people who you have enough in common with. You can gather on a regular basis, share your struggles. One of the favorite questions we ask in our community all the time, and I encourage you to ask this every opportunity you get when you're around fellow business building warriors, is this simple question: how's business? Easy two-word question. I've encouraged it the past several years at our conferences. When you're in the hallway, take advantage of this opportunity to be around people who love to be asked that question. And I know you love to be asked that question as well. Be honest, share your struggles, share your victories, share what's working, what isn't, share new opportunities with others. Those conversations lead to such incredible new ideas for our whole community. A couple of the questions I love are, what are you working on and how can I help? Those are great questions too. All right, so we've covered a lot of what some people might consider to be more theory, I guess, so far. Let me talk about some very specific things that we're super excited about that we see in this community working really well for many people besides the Amazon replens business. Once you've built that basic foundation, which again, most people, we're going to start you there. Lowest risk, lowest learning curve, lowest number of dollars involved, highest odds of success. But once you've got your confidence, the wheels are turning, you're building relationships, what else happens? Branded bundles, wholesale, selling more products on Amazon, getting your own private label listing, maybe coming up with your own brand, maybe doing some consulting. Those things are all possible. Maybe you start creating content. You are an e-commerce ninja if you've sold some stuff online. There's 100 ways to monetize that. Maybe you start teaching courses or classes in your local community. Maybe you form a mastermind. That turns into something significant. Those ideas start bubbling up. Maybe you start creating content online, sharing your journey. Maybe some of the brands that you're working with, you reach out to them and say, hey, I've noticed that there's a handful of us selling your brand, but I would like to strike up a relationship with you directly. I would like to represent your brand online, not just on eBay, but maybe on not just on Amazon, excuse me, maybe on Walmart and eBay as well. Maybe help you get your catalog uploaded. Maybe whatever that is that they need, but strike up the conversation. Don't just send emails and place orders. Pick up the phone and have conversations. If necessary, go to their location, have those chats, strike up a relationship. Because I can tell you this, here's some statistics you may not be aware of. I mentioned it frequently, but maybe you've never heard this. As I'm recording this content in March of 2024, e-commerce still represents far less than 20% of all retail in the United States. I'll repeat that. E-commerce is less than 20% of all retail in the United States. It's going to explode in the future, but most brands still see e-commerce as this little 1/5 piece of the pie sitting over here that's kind of gaining relevance, but maybe we could ignore it for a little while, but we're going to have to pay attention to it eventually because it is becoming slowly more than 1/5 of what we do around here. That's where most brands are. They see Amazon as this little problem they got to deal with. They haven't figured it out yet. You can help them. There's a whole business model there. If you didn't know, we've got many people in our community that focus just on that business model, helping confused brands navigate the Amazon landscape. You've done it. You've sold some stuff. You got your confidence. You've proven, maybe even with just a few thousand dollars of sales, that you kind of know what's going on. That doesn't mean you know all the answers, obviously, but you're in a community of people that do know all the answers. So if you run into a struggle, you can always go there and ask questions. We call it the Proven Product Partnering module inside the Proven Amazon course. It's one of dozens of strategies to leverage your Amazon knowledge and build beautiful income streams. So I've given you several examples. I flew through them. My goal today was to convince you that there's such a bigger world out there than maybe what you've considered when it comes to e-commerce and being in business as a business building warrior in our community. Yes, we spend a ton of time talking about Amazon. We spend a lot of time talking about the Replin's business model as the lowest hanging introductory business for our community. We have people doing millions of dollars annually with beautiful systems just on the Replin's model. Actually, we've got a great podcast episode that if you missed it, you need to go check out on that point. Go listen to podcast episode 754 with my friend Kang talking about his automated online arbitrage business and the software that we've compiled. As I'm recording this, we're through the beta tests, and this is software that more than any other tool that's ever been available to us as Amazon sellers, completely automates the process of being a successful online arbitrage, retail arbitrage reseller on Amazon. It's going to blow you away. It's going to be priced super cheap. Get over to silentgym.com/thesystem. There's a link to the podcast episode I told you about, as well as more details on the system and how you can get involved. There may be more updates by the time this episode comes out, or if you're listening to this at some point in the future, past spring of 2024, odds are it's up and rocking and you can go check it out and be part of what we've built there. So we've built a very robust beginning point. Some people stay there, build beautiful businesses. This is me encouraging you to add new levels to that pyramid of opportunity. Don't just stay with Replin's. If you've got that down, you're making some money, you understand the landscape, start moving into some other opportunities. Branded bundles, another great module that's included as of April 2024. Branded bundles, provenbrandedbundles.com is the standalone course. That's a concept where you bring common everyday brands that you recognize, that you're allowed to sell on Amazon, that anyone can sell on Amazon, popular items, and you bundle them together with a value add item that you bring to the party. And now no one else can compete with your brand because it's a bundle of products that are easily sourced along with one that's not easily sourced that adds value, significant value. That's an important factor. Now you've got a listing on Amazon no one else can compete with that's drawing on the power of the brands that you are selling, creating value for the customer. Amazon loves to see those value add ASINs on their catalog. Another great income opportunity for you. So I'm giving you some very specific ideas on where you might be going next. All of the many possibilities that are ahead of you, many that I don't have time to brainstorm right now. the beautiful thing about this community is I'm in a privileged position where I can see these ideas float to the top. And at any given time, we've got so many great ideas. We got great ideas coming for Walmart right now. We've got some very unique ideas on selling items that have now been discontinued and how to know when they're going to be discontinued. So you can buy a bunch and hold them for a few months and then sell them for so much more money. Really cool strategies like that that are coming down the pike at any given time. I could give you 10, 15 more examples of great income stream opportunities. But maybe let me wrap up here. This has been a decent length podcast episode, but I want to make sure I haven't just encouraged you to run around like a chicken with your head cut off, spinning 50,000 plates at the same time, just feeling like life is in chaos. I can assure you that with the multiple income streams that I've generated over 20 plus years, some of them have slowly faded away. Many of them get stronger with time. Some of them kind of fluctuate month to month, but it has never felt like chaos. It just hasn't. Because you've got to adopt a philosophy, and this is what I've done in my business, that my job is to discover new opportunities, do the work myself to get it launched and established, understand it, and then bring good people in who can share some of the profitable margin that's being generated from that system while I retain the rest of the margin that remains after they do their excellent work. It's called systemizing. It's called building systems. It's called having more than one customer. You don't have a job anymore. You're building systems that produce multiple happy customers and you're putting good people in place. And one of the tools you can leverage to do that is having people who work in other countries where the US dollar, if you happen to live in the US, goes so far. For example, in the Philippines, we've got many workers on our team in the Philippines. We pay them $3 or $4 an hour, which sounds exploitative until you understand that that spends like about 8 times that amount. So would you work for $24 to $30 an hour doing internet research? Maybe you wouldn't, but you probably could find some people who would. That's the equivalent of having someone in the United States doing some of your day-to-day operations in your e-commerce business. You could probably find some good help for $30 an hour, don't you think? Well, that's the equivalent of paying someone in the Philippines $3, $4, $5 an hour. That's how far the dollar goes. That's how it spins there. So you can get some great talent on your team doing great work, helping you manage these systems that you've built without you being the one that's running around like crazy. So your job gets to reduce, it gets reduced to you doing only the things that only you can do. And that list continues to shrink and shrink and shrink. If you're good, you outsource, you delegate, you bring good people in, you monitor their progress, you monitor the systems you've built, you fix little mistakes as they pop up. But the secret of multiple income streams comes down to relationships, building good systems by putting good people in place. The people who struggle year after year, you see them complain, you see them burn out. One of the two things that have gone wrong, there's only two things that can go wrong in your multiple income stream journey. It's not that the internet's broke. It's not that Amazon's evil and hates you and doesn't want you to make any money. No, Amazon's exploding. The number of customers who are buying is increasing. The opportunities are expanding beyond what any of us can imagine right now online. So it's not that the opportunity is not there. If it's not working for you, it's because you're not pursuing relationships, listening to the right people, hanging out with the right people, consuming the right content, which, by the way, that's a Jim Rohn quote, adapted significantly to the way I like to say it. I prefer to say it this way. The only difference between who you are now and who you're going to be 5 years from now is the people you're surrounding yourself with and the content you're consuming. That's it. That determines your future, right? So if you're not doing that part right, or if you're not building systems correctly, meaning once you've created some margin, you've created some profits, you're not putting systems in place that allow others to run the machine for you, stepping into the only doing what only you can do phase of your business growth. If you let either one of those pieces go, yeah, it's going to be rough to build multiple income streams. But if you hang on to those two components, you're going to build multiple income streams and it's going to be beautiful and you're going to have a blast doing it. And they're all going to be flowing into this same river, little streams of income from this and that. And if I were to list, maybe I could brainstorm. I said I was going to end, but I think I'll end with this. Let me just brainstorm off the top of my head. I don't have my list in front of me, but what are some of those income streams that I personally enjoy in my business? Some of the different ways that we make money around here that, and I'm doing very little for the vast majority of them, I've got good people in place. I monitor the progress. I have great relationships with them. But let me just randomly brainstorm through this podcast. Yes, I mentioned we've got sponsors who pay to get your attention because you watch and enjoy and share this podcast. Thank you for doing that, by the way. 6 million downloads. That's significant in this niche. So we've got some people who are willing to spend some money there. We've got our conferences and our events. A ton of work, a big team doing it. But once all the bills are paid and we've paid $30,000 here and $40,000 for that, and the sponsors have come in and we've got everything going on, yeah, there's some money left over. Not a lot, but it's profitable. Everybody's paid. Everyone's room on the team is paid for. It's an income stream. There's money there. The Facebook group, people like to sponsor that. That gets a lot of people's attention. My email list, send out emails. We talk to you about, we run sales and discounts on our courses and content. We launch new courses and content around here. People pay $30, $40, $50 for courses and training that adds thousands or tens of thousands of dollars per year, per month to their business. They're glad to do it. Yeah, that's a business model. We make money doing that. We have for over 20 years. I told you about my first digital product sold back in July of 2001. Been enjoying digital income since that point in time. Physical products, selling physical goods, Amazon, Walmart, eBay, a handful of other sites. We've done some buyouts of estate sales where we'll go spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 and just buy everything in the house. Or better yet, some of my favorite agreements is they say, hey, just come take everything, sell it for whatever you can sell it for, give us half when it's all said and done, or after all expenses, you know, we'll split it. We love that sort of thing. Opportunities are everywhere. We're doing some retail, walk-in traffic to our wholesale. We've got to our warehouse. People walk in, buy stuff off the shelf, stuff we can't sell online anymore for whatever reason, Facebook Marketplace. We've got a prep center that we operate where we handle the inventory for a handful of our other customers. I feel like I'm forgetting a couple. I've got some rental houses, you know, and I'm sure I'm leaving out some affiliate marketing where we promote other products and we get paid a percent to promote those. And I told you I was going to talk about the word proven. That ties into this very much. You'll never see me talk about or promote anything that we're not using ourselves around here, the tools and services that we talk about. We're using ourselves. We know the people behind it. They've earned our trust. Does that mean we endorse anything they'll ever do in the future? No. Sometimes people get off the path and they lose our trust, but we were still talking about them a year, two, three, 5 years ago. So we try to keep that as current as possible. But an endorsement isn't an endorsement for life ever, right? There's a bit of a risk to that. But if we're bringing you something and we're giving you an affiliate link, it's because we know, like, and trust and use the services. Our leadership team uses the services of the person, service, product we're talking about. So that's another income stream. And I think that's enough. You can use your imagination. There's no reason you can't be doing the same thing. Absolutely no reason. Any one of those could be an incredible business, incredible income for you and your family. But when you start to combine them together, you realize, wow, if I lost one or this one over here or something changed here, you're not all reliant on one product, on one platform, all in just this one thing. You do need to start there. You do need to bolt that down. You do need to build a system. But once that's established, you can start to add on these other beautiful income streams. And it's necessary because if it's not obvious already, all the big boy platforms, eBay, Facebook, Amazon, PayPal, Instagram, whatever you might find yourself relying on, YouTube, they could at any given time pull the plug on you. That's why, and I talk about that a lot in the Silent Sales Machine book, that's why you need to diversify into multiple income streams over time as you have the opportunity. That's a good place to end. If you enjoyed this conversation and you want to hear several more hours of me talking like this with much more specifics, get that free Silent Sales Machine book. I think you'll really enjoy it. Again, the link is silentgym.com/free1111, the two digits, 1-1. And that'll get you access to that book and we can talk about it for a much longer time. I think you're going to really enjoy that. Well, God bless you, business building warrior. I'm truly honored that you listened to this show, that you hung out with me. If you stick around to the end, that means you must have liked what you heard. I'm so grateful for that. If you could do me a small favor, I don't do this very often. I always forget. We could use reviews on whatever service you happen to be listening to. iTunes, we love those 5-star reviews. Hey, if you don't have anything nice to say, mama said, don't say nothing at all. I stole that from Dave Ramsey. I think it's a really cool way to ask for reviews. Hey, leave us a 5-star review. Let others know about the show. Send them to silentgym.com and just say, hey, go listen to this podcast. If today's episode didn't quite strike you, maybe this is the first one as being all that useful. You just heard me talking and you want to do something more engaging. Listen to some of our hundreds of interview episodes where we talk to the very successful students from our proven Amazon course training. I think you'll really love those. I'm going to wrap it up here. It's been a pleasure spending some time with you. Thanks for your time. We'll have another great episode for you of Silent Sales Machine Radio very soon. We'll talk to you then. Hey, thanks for listening today. One last shout out to today's incredible sponsor, Seller Board. You can go check them out at silentgym.com/numbers. And if you don't know what they do, here's a quick reminder. They help you know which of your listings on Amazon are profitable. Which products should you cut out of your inventory? Which one should you maybe go a little deeper? It's not an instinct-based decision when you're thinking about your inventory. Use a tool that can help you make really good decisions. They have a whole bunch of other cool features as well. Get over to silentgym.com/numbers and find out more. Thank you, Seller Board. I'll have another great episode for you very soon.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.